telling another my problems burdens them. Telling another my problems burdens them. Why would I want to tell another my problems and burden them? Why would I ever want to have another person worry with me over my problems? When I am so stupid, as to think of problems rather than solutions, I deserve my problems. Oh, my. We read in magazines and newspapers and on television, we hear in everywhere people telling about their problems. We hear people telling about their worries, their concerns, their anxieties. They tell us all about their worries, and they want us to worry with them. And then we start saying how sad we are that they're worrying. And then we say how sad they are that they are having unhappiness. And we are adding to the fuel on their fire. If we could be true, really true to ourselves, we would never speak about our problems or anyone else's problems. If we were really true to ourselves and to the world and to everything that we love and everything that we know, we would speak highly of everything. We would speak about the talents that people have rather than the detriments that they have. We would speak about the joys that people have in their life rather than the problems that come into their life and burden them or us. And as we speak about the joys of people's lives and the joys in our life, and as we speak about the goodness of the world, we exacerbate that goodness and that activity. And that's just what we want to do. We want to exacerbate all that is good and beautiful. We want to make it more. Make it more. We want to tell the world how wonderful it is, how wonderful we see it. Now, that's the essence of it all. Telling another my problems is a burden to them. But telling another of my joys in life, telling another of my happiness and my peace and my magnificence and their magnificence, because they are our mirror. And if they're sad, that's because we're sad. And if we're sad, that's because they're sad. What a mix-up. What a world. And we can see everything like we see ourselves. Now, you don't see yourself as a genius, but you are. You don't see yourself as a genius because you see yourself just enjoying life, and it's the most natural thing on earth because you're a genius. It's the most natural thing on earth to be who you are and to live how you are and to have all of the great experiences that you have. It's the most natural thing on the earth. Everyone is a genius. Everyone says, oh, I see. They have that illuminating experience that comes into their hearts and their minds. They say, oh, I see. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Oh, my goodness sake. And they're bubbling over with delight and joy. And when they bubble over with delight and joy, they don't think, I'm a genius, I'm a genius, I'm a genius. They just bubble over with delight and joy. They bubble over with the idea that, hey, isn't it wonderful? Everything is working out so great. Hey, I like that. That, oh, ha, ha, I'm playing chess with you, and I'm using these special moves. But do you know what you want to do when you're playing chess? Do you want to beat the other person? Do you want to be the winner? Or do you want to play the finest chess game that you could ever play? Do you want to play the chess game that utilizes your talents, your genius, your wisdom, your magic to its highest and greatest? You see, we can never win a game. We can merely play our best. And when we play our best, most times we'll win. But we don't play the game to win it. We play the game to exercise our genius, to exercise our magic, to be who we are. All see me a genius, because that's what I am. And I see all a genius, because that's what they are. And as I see everyone a genius, I see them enjoying life and having all the thrills and all the delights and all the magic they could ever want in their life. I see them enjoying everything. Now, if I'm going to play a game of tennis, I don't want to beat the other person. I want to play my finest game of tennis. Every time that ball comes into my court, every time it comes into my side, every time I am to take charge of that ball because it's being given to me, I do it with magic. I do it with wonder. I do it with genius. I do it with the thrill of my excellent skill. I develop my skill. I develop my genius. I am able to do it, and I do it beautifully and well. All the world sees me whole and perfect. All the world sees me whole and well. And I look at the world, and I see the world as a joyous, wonderful place. I see the world as a happy, beautiful place. Now, I haven't been given this body, and I gave it to myself, but I haven't been given this body on this planet Earth to have a sick body, to have a body that is poorly, to have a body that has no muscles, that has no genius about it. I've been given a body that's whole and perfect. That's what I started out with. And somewhere along the line, I've allowed myself to think that because I had a few challenges, my body wasn't so whole and perfect. But it was always whole and perfect. All I had to do was turn my attention to its wholeness and its perfection. And its wholeness and perfection reveals itself in everything I do, in everything I say, in everything I am. It is fantastic. All see me whole and well, because that's how I see me. I play the game of being whole and well. I play the game of being magnificent. I play the game of being ideal and wonderful, because that's who I am. That's how I was created. And that's what I was created for. Well, another thing. I was created to have fun. All see me having fun. Everyone looks at me and they say, oh, you're always having so much fun. You're always having to do such fun things. You're always, yes, that's right, I am. And I love it. And it's just great. And you can join me on that. You can join me on having fun. And you join me on having fun by entering into the game of life. The game of life is to be whole and perfect. The game of life is to be filled with joy, to be filled with happiness, to be filled with friends. The game of life is to be filled with love. The game of life is to be so joyful, so wonderful, so fantastic, so magnificent, that all the world looks at you. All the world looks at me and says, hey, you live a good life. You're a happy fellow. All see me having fun. And you know, that's what it's all about. All see me having fun. And I see all as ideal as I am. I look at everyone on the face of the earth. I look at everyone in the universe. And I see everyone being the ideal person, just like I am. I see everyone being filled with love, filled with joy, filled with peace, filled with having fun, being themselves and having fun. What more magnificent way to live could you have than that? And all because I like me. And when I like me, I don't go into games to beat other people. I go into games to play them with my skill, with my genius, with my wisdom, with my fun. And I love to play it. And when I play games with children, I don't mind losing. I don't mind losing at all. I love to show them how to play the game and how to use their inner wisdom and how to enjoy it. And oftentimes, they beat me. And that's just fine with me, because I'm not playing it to win. I'm playing the game to have fun. I play the game every day of my life because I like me. I tell another my problems and I burden them. I tell another my joys and they delight with me. You delight with me. All the world delights with me when I live all of my life being myself and having fun. And I like me. And I like you. I like you because you're my reflection. And what more glorious experience could I have than having you be my reflection of joy? Join with me in this joyful expression of living my life, of telling other people my joys and my happinesses and seeing it in them and seeing it in all of my world and playing the game for the fun of it, utilizing my genius, utilizing my talents, utilizing my skills, and living the game of life most nobly from my ideal point of view. Join me in this activity, in this realization. Join me in this awareness and be a genius that you are and that I am. All the time, knowing that life is wonderful and it's wonderful because you're wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.